Lung cancer is the major cause of cancer death in both men and women, exceeding the combined total for breast, colon, and prostate cancers. The primary cause of lung cancer is smoking, though 10 to 15% of lung cancer occurs in patients who have no or minimal smoking history. Lung cancer can present in a myriad of ways, including cough, pneumonia, and pain in organs to which disease has spread. Screening with low-dose CT scans as part of an organized program by an experienced center can detect lung cancer before it becomes symptomatic and when there is a greater potential for curative treatment. When a patient is diagnosed with lung cancer, it is important that he or she be assessed by a multidisciplinary team, which should include thoracic surgeons, radiation, and medical oncologists. Accurate assessment of the extent of disease, a process called staging, is critical. This is particularly important for those with disease that is still localized to the chest but has spread to lymph nodes in the center of the chest. Many times these patients are termed inoperable. However, the combination of chemotherapy and radiotherapy can cure 20 to 30% of these patients without surgery. Therefore, inoperable does not always mean incurable. Similarly, many patients with localized cancer and severe lung or heart disease cannot undergo surgery. The use of newer radiation therapy techniques, such as stereotactic ablative radiotherapy, can result in cure even in these high-risk patients. For advanced disease, several decades of research have demonstrated that drug therapy, chemotherapy, can improve both the quality and quantity of life. The last decade has seen the emergence of targeted therapies and most recently immunotherapy, and are likely to result in further improvement. However, the outlook for patients with advanced lung cancer remains poor. Patients should consider enrolling in clinical trials to determine how and when to use these new approaches.